Hello and welcome to Telluride Inside Online. This is Lauren Clark, one of the marketing interns here at the AHA School, talking with Robert Weatherford, one of our amazing painting instructors here.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Good. I'm excited to talk about our new program.
Yeah. So we have our upcoming accredited painting program this fall that allows students to become accredited through their university, or if they are a local who really wants to do more depth. And Robert is one of the founders of this program who's really been a force behind it and pushing it into action. So I have a couple questions, Robert. Okay. What do you see as the benefit of this program?
Well, the situation I think that we've arrived at now is that, you know, we've been offering these visiting artist programs for, you know, quite a few years. And great many locals have participated in it, and it's brought everyone, you know, to a certain point. But what we're hearing from a great many painters in the community and in the region is that they want to study in a much deeper format. So what came to mind was to do an accreditation form, which means that we'll be collaborating with Mesa State and Grand Junction to offer credits. But I think the real advantage is that we're going to be creating a format where people will study deeply, you know, 5 hours a day, 5 days a week for three and a half months. And when you study that deeply, it completely changes your work.
Yeah, definitely. I'm sure that influences paintings in a new light, that you're spending that much time with. A lot of times you have a broken up class time that's like you spend 3 hours this week and maybe you don't go back to it for a month. So
yeah.
Cool.
Well, and that's, I think, what's nice, that this is a dedicated painting school, so that the college students, they, you know, enrolled somewhere else, but they come here and they're not going to do anything except art-related activities for this time. So that's a
Neat
opportunity.
You get to fully focus all of your time on that instead of worrying about your other classes going on.
Exactly.
You don't have to worry about doing your physics homework or anything else. It's just
right.
Your art.
Just produce.
Okay. Yeah. What are you most excited about for this fall program?
Well, I think the really amazing opportunity is that everyone that participates in this program, not just the instructors but all the students, are going to have the opportunity to create a whole new wing of the AHA school. I mean, this painting school is going to be created by everyone that participates. And we'll see, because the local mindset is unique here. We have something very special to offer. So I certainly intend that a great many of the students will be locals, and I'm going to try and raise some scholarship money for that purpose. You know, the local painters here can be anything from 20 to 50 or whatever. So I think it'll add a depth to the program, but everybody's point of view is going to contribute to creating a whole new school.
That'll be very cool. Really expanding the AHA school up and going into new depths of, because we have a lot of the kids' classes and everything else now. So this really gives a new opportunity to really go into depth and focus on a medium.
Yep.
Was there a reason that painting was chosen as a medium?
Yes. We have, at a board level, we've discussed this desire to create new programs that are as strong as our bookbinding program, which does have an international reputation. And in sorting them all out, it sort of came to the top that, well, what we have the most of in this community are painters. There's just a huge following for the medium. And it just... it seemed like, why fight that? It's just, let's go with what people here want to do. So
okay.
That's how we got there.
That's cool. How do you believe that Telluride influences an artist's work?
Well, I think the reason that we're all here is because of the beauty. Even
definitely.
If I think even if you're here for the ski mountain, the beauty seduces you, you know, and it's whatever sport you do that's seasonal or not seasonal. I think we're just all intoxicated with the gorgeousness of this place. And I think it is that very energy, that transcendence through beauty that makes art. It's exactly the same desire, the same appreciation. So Telluride to me seems like not just a perfect, but an ultimate place for a painting school.
Yeah, that you're already in a piece of art as you're walking around.
Yeah, and you're already brought to a higher plane.
Yeah, definitely. Who do you see being an ideal student that if you, as an instructor who's enrolling in a program, if you could pick an ideal student to enroll, what would that student have?
Well, you know, I have taught a lot of people now. I've been teaching at the AHA for, I don't know, over 15 years. And the thing that I think most ensures someone's ability to grow and to find their voice is the honesty. And, you know, that occurs at any age. It's really not even related to a particular facility that someone might have. But the capacity to be honest and saying what it is you need to say in that medium is crucial.
Yeah, I like how you said that in that medium, that you can really bring your honesty out through your painting.
Yep.
I think a lot of the times you think of honesty as a verbal thing, so I really like how you put that to painting.
Yeah, I'm thinking of honesty in a spiritual term and also just in terms of character. You know, tricks and the desire to please don't really work in painting. It's more about a raw, passionate nature, a brave nature, that kind of thing.
Yeah, wow, excellent. What are your long-term visions for this program? If you have these amazing students coming in, what do you hope that they're going to help propel the program to do?
Well, as I said before, the American Academy of Bookbinding, which is what started the AHA 20 years ago or over 20 years ago, is our model, and they have a standalone building. They have faculty from all over the world, and they have students from all over the world, and they're respected in their field. And it's a very small, very esoteric program. I don't think the painting program needs to be something big. I think if I'd be much prouder of it if it's just known for its integrity more than anything else, that it truly stands for something.
Yeah. And along those lines, what are your long-term goals for the students?
Well, a way I like to express it in a painting class is that each student needs to invent painting for themselves. You can't be fulfilled if you're trying to paint like someone, or if you're trying to paint to please someone, or to make something that someone else thinks is good. The task is a very raw, almost primitive task, and you really have to be that person who says, I'm going to make painting be exactly what I need it to be to say what I need to say.
Does that make sense? Not an easy journey to have.
No, it's a hard place, and the longer people work at painting, the more they respect the challenge.
Yeah, definitely. All right, and why do you see this program is crucial to developing artists?
Well, you know, voice, I think I referred to that. It's so easy, actually, to develop a great level of skill. If you just work at it, you know, you can master a great many facilities and skills and execute what looks like a painting. But the very crucial task is finding yourself in the piece, or being able to put yourself in the piece, finding a voice. And from this point, and that's what actually I found the most satisfaction in teaching, because it transforms people's work. So if this painting school is focused on that, on letting each person seek out exactly what they have to say, I think that would be a very honorable program.
Yeah, that's an incredible mission to embark upon.
Well, that's why it's worth going for.
That's awesome. All right, well, thank you, Robert. Listeners can also feel free to take any of Robert's classes, drop in on Wednesday mornings, and then we will be beginning the accredited painting program this fall. There's information on the website, aha.org, but I would like to thank Robert for being with us today.
All right, and thanks for helping us school out this summer. I appreciate your help very much, Lauren.
Of course.
All right,
yep.
Bye now.
Thank you, Robert.